Today is Thursday, the 5th of June, in the 7th week of Easter. The monks of Pluskerton Abbey sing Psalm 90. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, My refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. As I listen, I become aware that I, too, and all the people around me, live in the shelter of the Almighty. As I enter into prayer, I, too, place my trust in my Creator, my stronghold, my God. Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
Since the tribune wanted to find out what Paul was being accused of by the Jews, the next day he released him and ordered the chief priests and the entire council to meet. He brought Paul down and had him stand before them. When Paul noticed that some were Sadducees and others were Pharisees, he called out in the council, Brothers, I am a Pharisee, a son of Pharisees. I am on trial concerning the hope of the resurrection of the dead. When he said this, a dissension began between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. The Sadducees say there is no resurrection, or angel, or spirit, but the Pharisees acknowledge all three. Then a great clamour arose, And certain scribes of the Pharisees' group stood up and contended, "We find nothing wrong with this man. What if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him?" When the dissension became violent, the tribune, fearing that they would tear Paul to pieces, ordered the soldiers to go down, take him by force, and bring him into the barracks. That night, the Lord stood near him and said, "Keep up your courage, for just as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must bear witness also in Rome."
Paul is in a crisis situation in today's reading. Even though he uses his wits to turn aside hostility, his life is in danger. He is helpless to save himself. We hear today of hostages in similar situations. I may never have been in such danger myself, but perhaps I can call to mind some difficult situation which required courage. After his ordeal, Paul has an experience of the Lord standing near him, speaking words of encouragement. Can I hear those words spoken to me? How may I be asked to bear witness for the Lord in my life and work today? Listen to the reading again and notice how Paul stands firm, confident in God, in the midst of the crisis.
Since the tribune wanted to find out what Paul was being accused of by the Jews, the next day he released him and ordered the chief priests and the entire council to meet. He brought Paul down and had him stand before them. When Paul noticed that some were Sadducees and others were Pharisees, he called out in the council, "Brothers, I am a Pharisee, a son of Pharisees. I am on trial concerning the hope of the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dissension began between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. The Sadducees say there is no resurrection, or angel, or spirit. But the Pharisees acknowledge all three. Then a great clamour arose, and certain scribes of the Pharisees' group stood up and contended, "We find nothing wrong with this man. What if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him?" When the dissension became violent, the tribune, fearing that they would tear Paul to pieces, ordered the soldiers to go down, take him by force and bring him into the barracks. That night, the Lord stood near him and said, Keep up your courage, for just as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must bear witness also in Rome.
I can speak to the Lord in my heart as the friend who stands near me, asking for what I need to be a faithful witness in my life today. Come, Holy Spirit,
fill the hearts of your faithful,
and kindle in them the fire of your love.
Send forth your Spirit,
and they shall be created,
and you will renew the face of the earth.